I'm delighted to be here on behalf of the European Connected Health Alliance. And interestingly, it's actually really lovely for me to be here in Preston, because although I'm from Northern Ireland and I actually live back there now, I started my first real job, my paid job, after I graduated in a road that isn't there anymore, Moor Lane, for BT. So it's part of the university now, so it's lovely to be back. So what I want to cover today is a little bit about the European Connected Health Alliance, but many of you are already quite familiar with that, so I'll just do a high-level overview. And then, as Alan mentioned, talk about other ecosystems in other areas that are doing lots of innovation in the space care closer to home as well. So we are now a global connector, even though we are called the European Connected Health Alliance. To our west, we have the Canadian Integrated Alliance, and from an Eastern perspective, we are now linked to the China Consortium Health Alliance. And in between, in the middle, you can see, we last July signed a partnership with the Commonwealth Centre for Digital Health, and that has enabled connections for all of us in the room, as well as other partners across those countries, for us to link to 78 countries globally, and with a reach of 4.6 billion people in terms of the population of those countries. So it's an enormous opportunity for us all to make and take and use this as an advantage and as an opportunity. Some of the things that we're involved with are the Digital Health Observatory on your bottom right, a place where you can go in terms of getting additional information or reports or research. That's our observatory will have that information. And the Digital Health Society has a number of different strands, one of which is to have working groups that are global, that are themed as similar to care closer to home, and where we are trying to work together in order to consider World Health Organization global challenges as well, and so that we are doing more as a collective than we would be doing individually. And of course, in the middle, representing us here today is, of course, the ecosystem, where we're bringing together lots and lots of stakeholders to talk, to understand needs, to understand opportunities, to meet those needs, etc. We are a member organisation. We have over 650 members now, and that database has got over 16,500 experts and professionals within it. So again, plenty of opportunity in terms of expertise in very niche areas in some aspects. The very bottom line here, and mostly what I'll be talking about later on, is connecting the dots. So although we do organise events, we have many international projects, and we do lead and partner on funding, we actually, our mainstream is definitely in connecting dots. Purpose of ecosystems, again, I'm going to skim over that in the interest of time, because it is to obviously address a need, and the need today, care closer to home. This is just a very simple graphic of where ecosystems are. The top right demonstrates where we will be launching soon, and so we're moving into Australia now very, very soon. And with the Commonwealth partnership, we are beginning to explore an opportunity for 6 countries in Eastern Africa, led by Uganda. And again, the digital health innovation there is immense, and again, will help us to bring care closer to home. In terms of a real example, rather than us just talking about connecting dots, there is an ecosystem in Galicia in Spain, and they recently brought some of our foundation partners to Galicia and there to the Ministry of Health and business-to-business meetings, during which 3 contracts were signed with UK organisations, with the Ministry of Defence and with other businesses in Spain, Ministry of Health even. Okay, so it's a real live example, and it just happened about 6 weeks ago. So the contracts are actually being signed at the moment. Again, you may have seen the priorities matrix. It enables us to understand where people's strengths are, where there is needs and priorities, and onward. That's how I use that to connect with specific ecosystems in care closer to home to develop this information for the slides, which will be available afterwards anyway. So my first example is in the Netherlands, in Friesland, a relatively mature ecosystem. The GWEF is actually just Digital Health Friesland Ecosystem. So their main goal is independent aging using smart technology at home. They have a collection of 16 participants, as you can see, and they really want to not only consider citizens, but also the economic benefits of developing innovation care closer to home as well. And they are co-designing with patient groups, with users, a number of different solutions. This is one of their slides. So apologies, it's slightly different to my others. But so they have six innovation domains. They're calling their this particular project the Village of the Present. And they're working on, as I say, innovation domains. There are six within each of those six domains. For example, value destruction, where we are minimising, we're valuing all views. They have trends and themes. And there is a all-hands ecosystem call next week at which they will be giving a lot more detail on that. And again, it will be available on our website as well. In Denmark, I just picked out a couple of examples. They've got about 16 projects ongoing. The first one on the right is called Silver, and that's independent living through robotics. And there is a video clip that you can look at if you do have a little bit of time, but it is like a robotic simmer frame. And it's got a lot of digital technology that enables people to live more independently, to be available, to connect socially as well as physically. And the Smart Care is about an open ICT platform. It is looking at 23 partners, so quite an immense group in terms of organising that, facilitating that. But the whole purpose, again, cross-sector communication towards better health and care. Closer to home, I don't know if you've seen recently, but there is an ecosystem in West Wales. The Minister of Health announced the £12 million investment. And again, that is simply to bring care from hospitals to communities and also to people's homes, depending on what the requirement is, and to include wraparound care. And in Ireland, they have their innovation strategy, their Sláinte Care, which is healthcare, shift left, stay left, has got care closer to home for a number of years now. And in fact, they had a theme on care closer to home last year. So it just demonstrates the range of activity that is happening in a number of countries on the subject. In relation to projects that we're involved in, again, I'm not sure how well I'm doing on time, but we do have a number of different care closer to home related projects that are available on our website again. And for those people that want to be involved, then please just link up with us and we will be able to get you involved in either a working group or projects or dissemination of information, etc. And I know Charlotte's very active in that space, certainly. So that's just kind of reinforcing what we do. So as I say, the slides will be available. If you do need any other information, then please come and see me during the course of today. I'll be here all day. So thank you very much indeed.